We'll start again the Gemara, Daf Nun Ches, Amid Aleph, 8 lines before it gets wide. Tanu Rabbanon. The Mishnah said that Tomid Nishchat, the Korban Tomid, Shel Bein HaAbayim, even though you're allowed to shecht it 6.5 hours into the day, which would be 12:30 in the afternoon, but it's Nishchat on a regular day, 8.5 hours into the day. And the reason being is because since the Nedarim and Nedavos have to be shechted between the Tomid Shel Shachar and the Tomid Shel Bein HaBayim, where we want to allow time for the Nedarim and Nedavos to be brought between the Tomid Shel Shachar and the Tomid Shel Bein HaBayim, so we push it off, and we don't say it's Rizim Akdimin to shecht the Tomid Shel Bein HaBayim right at the onset, Shinot Utzlod Le'erev at 12:30, but rather at 2:30, 8.5 hours into the day, instead of 6.5 hours into the day. However, on Arve Psochim, where there's an abundance of korbanos that have to be shechted after the Tomid Shel Bein HaBayim, so we backtrack, we back it up. The Tomid Shel Bein HaBayim is not shechted at 8.5 hours into the day and korban b'teisha mechza, but rather it's shechted at 7.5 hours into the day at 1:30, and it's korban b'shmoyna v'chetzi, 8.5 hours into the day. But it's shechted at 7.5 hours into the day to allow the Arve Psochim, the Psochim, to be shechted on Erev Pesach. However, Zok the Mishnah, if let's say Erev Pesach falls out on a Friday, we have another problem where you can't be tzoyla on Shabbos. Usually, if it's shechted on Shabbos, you can be tzoyla on Matzah Shabbos before you eat it. Or usually in a weekday, you can be tzoyla at night. Masha Enkin on Friday, if Erev Pesach is on a Friday, at night you can't be tzoyla. Yes, the avoida of the etzem shchita is doicha Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls on the Shabbos, the etzem shchita is doicha Shabbos. But the tzliya is not doicha Shabbos. So just like on Shabbos, it's pushed off the matzah Shabbos. So on Friday, it can't be roasted on Friday night. It has to be roasted Friday day. So if Erev Pesach falls on an Erev Shabbos, not just we backtrack 1 hour, we backtrack 2 hours. The Tomid Shel Bein HaBayim goes back l'dinei, it goes back to 6.5 hours into the day, which is at 12:30. And like this, the Korban Pesach is done earlier because you need more time, sigh for the Shechit of the Korban Pesach and sigh for the Tzli also. Atkan, that was the Gemara that we had in the beginning of the Amid. Now the Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanon. Kesidure b'chol, kach sidure b'shabes, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that the way it's brought on the weekday, meaning the Korban Pesach is brought on the weekday, it's brought an hour earlier because of the Korban Pesach, we bring the Tomid Shel Bein HaBayim an hour earlier, like we said, 7:30, 7.5 hours into the day, which is 1:30 in the afternoon. Kesidure b'chol, kach sidure b'shabes, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Shabbos is just like the weekday. Just like in a weekday, it's brought an hour early, so on Shabbos it's brought an hour early. On Erev Pesach Shabbos, that's Chaliyos Erev Pesach Shabbos, but Erev Shabbos, we said it's brought 2 hours early. But Shabbos itself, the Mishnah did not differentiate. Shabbos is like Chol. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos, it's an hour earlier. So zok dimol ton rabbonon, kesidula b'chol kach sidula b'shabbos, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. These are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is like the Mishnah, meaning Shabbos is just like in a weekday, Erev Pesach is 7.5 hours into the day, the Tomid Shel Bein HaBayim is brought on Erev Pesach, in a weekday, so too on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Omer, kesidure be'erev Pesach. Now this is a cryptic statement, the Gemara is going to have 3 tuitzim, how to explain this cryptic statement. Maika Omer, so you're going to have Abayis Teretz, we're going to have Rava's Teretz, and on Amud Beis we're going to have Rabbah Bar Ula's Teretz. Zog the Gemara, Omer Abayi, the first Teretz is as follows, Hochi Komar. Just like in a regular weekday, on Erev Pesach, the Tomid Shel Bein HaBayim, instead of being brought 8.5 hours into the day, it's brought an hour earlier, 7.5 hours into the day. Kach sidur b'Shabbos, that's exactly what takes place on Shabbos. On Shabbos, it's brought an hour earlier than regular. Kach sidur b'Shabbos b'Erev Pesach divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel is mamash like we said in the Mishnah, that Shabbos and Chol is both equal, that it's brought 7.5 hours into the day, an hour earlier than regular. Rabbi Kivoymer, kesidure be'erev Pesach, shechalios be'erev Shabbos. That Shabbos is not like a regular weekday. Shabbos is like Erev Pesach, shechalios be'erev Shabbos, where it's 2 hours earlier. It's 6.5 hours into the day. It's kedine. So that is not like our Mishnah, but that's Rabbi Kiva Shita. Kesidure be'erev Pesach, shechalios be'erev Shabbos. That Shabbos is like on a Friday. Kach sidure be'Shabbos. U'masisin lektoni be'mechol be'Shabbos. The Mishnah that does not differentiate between Shabbos and a weekday is Rabbi Shmuley. It's going to Rabbi Shmuel. That Shabbos and weekday are both 7.5 hours into the day. Not like Rabbi Kiva is saying now that Shabbos is like Erev Pesach, Shcholos be'Erev Shabbos, which is 6.5 hours into the day. What's the Yisrael Machlokes b'Maiku Miflugi? Zok the Gemara, b'Musafin Koidmin LeBezichin Komiflugi. The musafin were first, and then the bezichin. The bezichin is the levoina that were in the spoons, that they were marked there in order to be matir the achil of the lechem aponim. So when did the bezichin take place? Were the bezichin before the musafin, or were they after the musafin? If they were the after the musafin, then it's pushed off. The tomach ben abayim was pushed off later, and it's not going to be 6.5 hours into the day, but rather it's going to be 7.5 hours into the day, because you need time for the bezichin to be brought, to be burnt, before the Karim Pesach. So if Musafin were after the Bezichin, so the Bezichin could be before, it's not part of that calculation. But if the Bezichin only come after the Musafin, so it pushes off the Tomet Shabbein Abayim. Zagdimala, that's the Machleg. The Mai Kamifigi, the Machleg, the Bishmal, the Kiva, according to this is, the Musafin Karim the Bezichin Kamifigi. The Bishmal, Savar, Musafin Karim the Bezichin. First goes the Karim Musaf, and then the Bezichin. Ovid Lulu Musafin, Beshesh. Now over here, Sheish, the way the Masha explains, Sheish means 11 a.m. in the morning. Not before we said Sheish Ramechta means 12:30 in the afternoon, 6.5 hours into the day. Here, Sheish means at the beginning of the sixth hour, which means 11 a.m. Musafin were brought 11 a.m. B'Sheish. U'Bezichin, everything takes an hour. Musafin take 1 hour. Bezichin started at Sheva. Sheva means 12 p.m., 12 in the afternoon. An hour later. Now the Bezichin also take an hour. V'ovid le letomid b'sheva mechza. Sheva mechza over here doesn't mean 12:30. Over here it means 1:30. Over here it means sheva mechza like we understood before. Sheisha mechza is 12:30 and sheva mechza is 1:30. So again, the musafinar b'sheish, which is 11 in the morning. Bezichinar b'sheva, which is 12 in the afternoon, an hour later. And a Bezichin take an hour, so theoretically you finish at 1, but you wait for the Tomet Shabbein Abayim at 1:30, and that's what Rashi bevarns. Why do you wait for the Tomet Shabbein Abayim at 1:30? You could have do it at 1. Theoretically, if the Bezichin take 1 hour from Sheva, from 12 until 1, so why is it Tomet Shabbein Abayim Sheva Mechza, which means 1:30? It could be 1. And that Rashi says, Dibra Maschel, the Bezichin b'Sheva. We make the Tomet Shabbein Abayim at 1:30. And really, you could have done it at the beginning of the 8th hour, which means at 7, which means at 1 p.m., because it bezichin take 1 hour. One teretz is, Rashi gives two terutzim. One teretz is, the Shema ein chiluk lechem aponim kol b'soif shiva. Maybe the lechem aponim, the bezichin, does not take 1 hour. It takes an hour and a half. It's because you have to distribute the lechem aponim itself to be eaten. So even if every person gets a small piece, a small particle, par la mitzri, but you have to distribute it. So it takes an hour and a half. So ein chenami, the bezichin start at 12 and they finish only 1:30. So Tomet Shabbein Abayim is 1:30. Sheva mechza. V'oid, another answer, he says, kol hanizim le'mashinin le'ela b'sheish mechza. Up until now, we had the time zones were either 12:30, sheish mechza, or 1:30, an hour later. Not a new time zone called 1 o'clock. So we don't want to create a new zman. Either it's 12:30 or kedine or b'sheva mechza, or it's an hour later. And like we said, it's either 2:30, 8.5 hours into the day, or 7.5 hours into the day, or 6.5 hours into the day. But it's always that calculation of 12:30, 1:30, or 2:30. Depends if you have nedarim and nedaves, so you make it all the way to 8:30. If you have Arve Psochim, you make it 7:30. Arve Pesach Shchalo is be'Arve Shabbos, we make it 6:30. But the point is, that's what Rashi says, that we don't want to make a newsman of 1 p.m. So in Mela, the Tomet Shabbein Abayim, even though the Bezichim finish at 1, we do it 1:30, like this man that we had till now, Sheish Mechza and Sheva Mechza. The first Eretz Rashi says that because maybe Bezichim take an hour and a half. And on that, Tosis argues, why don't you make the Tomet Shabbein Abayim at 1 o'clock? Upirish Bekundis, Rashi says, maybe it's not done, the Bezichim is not done at 1 o'clock. It takes more than an hour. Zok Tosis, that can't be. We'll see soon in the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva that says that Bezichim were before the Musafin. So according to Rabbi Kiva, Bezichin were b'chamesh, which means 10 a.m. U'musafin b'sheish, musafin remain at 11 a.m. Mashmal Rabbi Kiva lekashil b'haktorah v'chiluk lech melashah. We see the Bezichin only take 1 hour. They don't take an hour and a half. So we see clear raya doesn't take an hour and a half. So he goes like the other Pshat and Rashi, that we don't want to create a new time zone. It's sheish mechza 12:30, sheva mechza 1:30, but not 1 p.m. So again, so the Gemara says, "B'maikum miflegi, b'musafin koyim lebezichin komiflegi." Rabbi Shmuel saw a musafin koyim lebezichin. So over the lumusafin b'sheish musafin are at 11 a.m. Ubezichin b'sheva at 12 p.m. Va'over day letomit b'sheva mechza, and the tomit shebein abayim is brought 1:30, an hour and a half later, either because bezichin take an hour and a half, or because we don't want to change the time zone. Rabbi Kiva savar, Rabbi Kiva that says that it's at 6:30, it's 6.5 hours into the day. He holds bezichin koyim musafin. The bezichin were brought before the musafin. A bezichin b'chomesh meaning at 10 a.m. Umusafin b'sheish. Musafin an hour later. This is raya. The bezichin take 1 hour. Musafin is again is 11 a.m. That didn't change. But overlay the tomid b'sheish umechza. And then the tomid is sheish umechza. Now here we have a clear raya that what we call sheish and sheish umechza is not in a half an hour later, because musafin b'sheish is 11 a.m. The overlay the tomid b'sheish umechza. Now tomid cannot be sheish umechza meaning 11:30 a.m. It has to be 12:30, and it can't be even an hour after Musafin. Musafin at Sheish at 11 a.m. would theoretically finish at 12. But you can bring the Tomat Shebein Abayim at 12. Like we said, the earliest time to bring it is Mishinotu Tzolei Erev, which is six and a half hours into the day. So in Mela, Musafin is B'Sheish Taka, Bezichin Nekong Tabakiv is B'Chomish, which is 10 a.m. An hour later, Musafin is B'Sheish, which is 11 a.m. Even though Musafin finished 12, but obviously it can't be brought until Notu Tzolei Erev. So we see again that it's a different terminology. In the same sentence in the Gemara, Sheish over here means Tchila Sheish was 11, V'Ovelei L'Tomat B'Sheish U'Mechza, which means 12:30, which is Kedina, which is 6.5 hours into the day, the end of Sheish U'Mechza. Now we mentioned yesterday, Rameir Simcha in the Meshech Chochman Parshas Emor has a kasha, because we're saying now that the bezichin that Rashi brings are matid lechem haponim to be eaten by the kahanim. Now, lechem haponim we're talking about now in the zman of Isachilas Chometz, because we're talking about according to Rabbi Kiva, it's bechomesh. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's bezichin were after the musafin, so it was b'sheva. But the point is, either way, it was bezman is achilas chometz. It was after chatzos, right before chatzos. It's after shor v'yis, so you're not allowed to eat chometz. Whenever the zman of is achilas chometz, so on erev Pesach, oichel matzah be'erev Pesach kilo boyel agusos beis chomiv, like the Yushalmi brings, and you have in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, Tosafot brings that Yushalmi, Shani brings that Yushalmi. So how could the kahanim eat the lechem aponim? In fact, the Meir Simcha, how could the kahanim eat lechem aponim on erev Pesach shechal yus b'Shabbos? After all, lechem aponim is eaten every Shabbos, but lemais it's erev Pesach and all menoches are boys matzah, so the lechem aponim were matzah, they weren't chometz. So how could you eat it? It's boyel agusos. Zokta Meir Simcha, the following teretz. He answers in Meshech Chochma that just like Tosis says in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim Daf Tzadi Tes, that the din of Kaboy Larusos Veis Chometz does not apply to Matzah Ashira, because it's not Lechem Oini. Matzah Ashira is Eina Matzah Shiyotzi B'Dech Vosei B'Layla, so that Rabbeinu Tam Ho'e Noig Lechol on Shabbos for Shal Shudas, let's say, because it's not the Matzah Shiyotzi B'Dech Vosei B'Layla, and it's not Chometz either. So that is the same din, he says, would apply by Lechem Haponim. Even though lechem aponim is lechem oini, it's not matzah ashira. Assuming it's lechem oini, but since it's not matzah shiyotzi midei chavosa b'layla, because it's not done lishma, it's not l'shem matzah, it's done l'shem lechem aponim, so it doesn't have that din that it's matzah shiyotzi midei chavosa b'layla, which is a chiddush, because the mashal over there in Tosfos Tzadi Tes says that this din of matzah ashira is only matzah ashira, because the taka has a different taste. So then it's not kabbalah l'gusosoi. It looks like matzah, it's not chometz, but the ma'is is matzah shira. It tastes different. It's lechem, not lechem oini, it's matzah shira. So that doesn't have the din of kabbalah usosoi. Masha'enkin, Dr. Masha, let's say you have b'tzeka shanochi shaloi lishmo, which are just not shaloi lishmo, there would be an issa of kabbalah usosoi. And that remains simcha the Meshech Chochma argues. He says, no, just like matzah shira, not yotzi lechavosoi, there's no din of kabbalah usosoi, likewise, lechem oini, but it's not the same matzah, meaning lechem upon him, is not considered kaboy lausosai. He argues on the mashah, and he says that's how the kahanim ate. The maisa, the blazer Moshe Horowitz in his Hagois, says over here another teretz, and he says that the Gemara Menachos Tzadites says that if Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos, what did they do with lechem aponim? Obviously, they didn't eat it on Yom Kippur, so they ate it Motzah Shabbos. So he says the same thing over here. They ate it Motzah Shabbos, that meaning they ate it during the Seder, because lechem aponim cannot be eaten on Erev Pesach, because it's kaboy lausosai. Be'etzim, I was thinking we can zogan nochat teretz that the whole din of kabbalah arsosa is the rabbanon dekadin. It's the rabbanon dekadin. Masha'enke the din of achilas kochim is the deraisi dekadin. the kahanim eating lechem aponim is achilas kochim, is the deraisa gedin. The deraisa gedin is not nitchis because of the rabbanon deke issa of kaboy lagusasa. You have to know if it's b'shev al taisa, where the koich lechom is, bal koponim, that would be another teretz on this kasha. Meaning b'shev al taisa, do not eat the lechem aponim, maybe yesh koich b'yat chomim, lakar this mitzvah deraisa. Zogt gemar weiter maskev lo rove midir ab kiv kisidur be erev pesach shchalu yos be erev shabbos katoni. It doesn't say that in the braisa. It says kisidur be erev pesach stoma katoni. So this whole teretz is not mistaver that that's pshat in the braisa. Elo ma rove, another attempt to answer this cryptic statement. Hochi koma kisidur be choil de alma. The way that the Talmud Shachar is brought bechol de alma, which is 8.5 hours into the day, to give time for the nedarim and the davis to be brought between the two Talmuds. Kach sidura b'Shabbes b'erev Pesach. That's when it's brought on Shabbos and erev Pesach. Not like we said before in Rabbi Shmuel that it's brought 7.5 hours into the day, but Shabbos erev Pesach is like sidura b'chol, which is the alma, which is 8.5 hours into the day. Shabbos is 8.5 hours into the day because after all, on Shabbos we even though there's no nedarim and the davis, we keep it like we have in the Chol Alma, 8.5 hours into the day. Div Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Kiva Omer, and that's clearly not like the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Shabbos is like Erev Pesach, which is in the weekday, which is an hour earlier, 7.5. So he says, no, Rebbe Shmuel over here holds that Shabbos is like Chol Alma, 8.5 hours into the day. That's when the Talmud Shabbos Abayim is brought. Div Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Kiva Omer, Kesiduroi be'erev Pesach. Shabbos is like Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is an hour earlier. So that's when Shabbos is brought, like our Mishnah. Shabbos and Erev Pesach is 7.5 hours into the day. Umasiz dektoni ben b'chol ben b'Shabbos, that it's both of them are 7.5 hours into the day. Reb Akiva hi, according to Rava, it's according to Reb Akiva, not according to Reb Shmuel. What's he saying? B'chol is according to this teretz. B'may kumiflegi, zogmol b'mechamer bisra kumiflegi. Are we concerned that the Korban Pesach is going to spoil till the evening? So we want to do things to prolong the Korban Pesach's Shechita, and because we don't want it to spoil till the night. So we push off the Talmud Shabbos Abayim 8.5 hours into the day. Like this, the Korban Pesach is after that. Versus 7.5 hours into the day, there's more chance for it to spoil because then the Korban Pesach is earlier. Why would it spoil or why would it not spoil? So Rashi says the reason why the Korban Pesach would spoil is Diva Maschu B'chol Da Alma. In the middle, he says, "The whole v'ni yochel tzloi sach techshach." Since the tzliya cannot be done until nightfall, because he can't be tzol on Shabbos, chayshinu shem yischamim boser haPesach v'yasriach. It might get hot and it might spoil, and it will become spoiled. So, because he can't be tzolah, that would be a reason why the Korban Pesach should be later, and the Talmud Shabbos Abayim is according to Bishmol is kechol da alma, which is 8.5 hours into the day. Tosis in the bottom says a different reason why it might spoil. Since the washing of the innards is not Deuches Shabbos, that prevents the spoilage, meaning washing out the innards. But if you don't wash out the innards, there's more of a chance it can spoil, and that is why we're choishesh, and we have it, according to Bishmol, we have it, kechol da alma, which is 8.5 hours into the day, so everything is pushed off later, so it's less time for it to spoil. That is the Bishmol Svara. Zog the Mora, either because you can't wash out the inner lactases or because you can't be tzoyla. So everything is pushed off. And that's why the Talmud Shabbos Abayim is 7.5 hours into the day, even though the Korban Pesach now is earlier than it could have been. We're not concerned about spoilage. If that's the case, if we're not choish for a spoilage, so so why does the Kiva say that it's 7.5 hours into the day? It should be 6.5 hours into the day. We're not worried about spoiling. And why? What's better about 6.5? Like this, there's more time for the Pesachim to be brought. And there's no reason to have any time between the Tomet Shel Bayim and the Tomet Shel Shachar, because it's not Nedar Nedavis and Shabbos. So Rashi in the top, Eloi Chashin and Avde B'Sheish HaMechza, Do HaPesachim Merubin. You have a lot of Pesachim, so you want more time. Uve Shabbos Leboilech Hu Emishum Nedar Nedavis. And there's no reason to push it later than 6.5 hours into the day, the first possible time, Kedine, because there's no Nedar Nedavis on Shabbos. So Ebi Zefek Gemara, if you're not concerned about spoilage, so then why did you takimate 6.5 hours into the day? Why Kong Tar B'Kiv is it 7.5? And for the Gemara, Kosovar Musafin Koidim LeBezichin. Rebbe Kiva is of the opinion that the Musafin are before the Bezichin. So after the Musafin, you still have to do the Bezichin. So over the Musafin B'Sheish, like we said before, Musafin is Sheish, meaning the beginning of 6 was 11 a.m. U Bezichin B'Sheva, Bezichin is Sheva, which means 12 p.m., an hour later. And then an hour after that, you can only do Tomash Ben Abayim, which would be 1, but we wait to 1:30. For Avad Leila Tomit B'Sheva Umechza, which is 7.5 hours into the day, which is 1:30. So that's why it's not 6.5 hours in the day, but rather 7.5, because you have the Bazichin in between. Zok the Gemara. Maskiv lo Rabba Ba'ula. Rabba Ula has a kash on this pshat of Rava. Midi kesiduroi b'chol kach sidura b'shabes b'erva pesach divi b'shmol katoni. No, it says kach sidura b'shabes tomer katoni. It don't say kesiduroi b'shabes b'erva pesach. It says kesiduroi b'shabes tam. So elom Rabba a new teretz. Elom Rabba Ula, hochi katoni. Kesiduroi b'chol de alma. The way it's brought in the regular chol, the alma, Tomacha ben Abayim is brought 8.5 hours into the day. Kach sidura b'shabes de alma. That's how it's brought on the regular Shabbos de alma. Shabbos de alma, it's also brought 8.5 hours into the day. And we don't say there's no nedarim redover so you can make it earlier. No, loy plug. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. Kesiduroi b'erva pesach de alma. Kach sidura b'shabes de alma. Shabbos de alma is like erev pesach de alma. Erev pesach de alma, it's 1 hour earlier, 7.5 hours into the day. So too, Shabbos de alma, it's 7.5 hours into the day. So who's the Mishnah like? The Mishnah is like both of them. Because they're not discussing erev pesach, Shabbos erev pesach. That's not the discussion. The discussion is sidura b'shabes de alma. Umasiz nektoni bein b'chol bein b'shabes is divi hakol. Because our Mishnah says bein b'chol and bein b'shabes erev pesach is 7.5, that could come to everyone. It could be according to everyone. We don't see from Rabbi Shmuel, not like that. Rabbi Shmuel is talking about kesidura b'chol de alma, kach sidura b'shabes de alma. He's not talking about Shabbos erev pesach. But Shabbos erev pesach, maybe it's divrei hakol, and that could be 7.5 hours into the day. They're only talking about Shabbos de alma. What's the machlekes Shabbos de alma? Zog de gemara b'may kamiflegi. The gzeiras nedarim and nedavos kamiflegi. Are you goyzer Shabbos de alma or to chol? Meaning, do you say Shabbos de alma can go earlier because it's not nedarim and nedavos, or do you say no? Once you make it earlier, you might do it earlier in the chol too. Rabbi Shmuel so because in the Shabbos or to chol, so we keep Shabbos 8.5 hours into the day like chol because chol you need space, you need time for nedarim and nedavos. Rabbi Kiva Sova, loy gazrinon, you're not goyzer or to chol de alma. Frek di amari loy gazrinon. So why is it 7.5 hours a day? It should be 6.5 hours a day. You're not goyzer, so then make it earlier. There's not nedarim and nedavos. Iloy gazrinon avde bevavu mechza. In the same territory that the Musafin are before the Bezichin, so it's still only time for the Bezichin. Musafin, Beshesh, the Musafin at 11 a.m. in the morning. Ubezichin an hour later, Bezayin, which is 12 p.m. And an hour after that, you have to wait for 1:30, like Rashi said, to Pshotim. The reason why you wait for the Tomit Shabin Abayim, Zayin Mechza, is because you can't do it at 1 because you don't want to create a new time, like Tesis is agrees to that Pshat, or because it takes an hour and a half for the bezichin, and that's why you need from 12 until 1:30. It's 7.5 hours into the day, and not 6.5 hours into the day. So we have three tulutzim in the Gemara. We have Abaye's teretz, we have Rava's teretz, and Rabba Ba'ula's teretz. Frek the Gemara now on Rava's teretz. Zog the Gemara Meisvei. Rava says that Erev Pesach Shechaliyos B'Shabbos. It's 8.5 hours. It's 8.5 hours in the day. That's not like our Mishnah. Frek Mo Meisvei. We learned in the Brayis as follows: Tomid, the Tomid Shabbein Abayim is Kol Hashana Kula Korev Kilchosa. The whole year it's brought the regular time, which is what Nishchat B'Shmoyinu Mechza. It's Shechted 8.5 hours into the day, 2:30 p.m. The Korev B'Teisha Mechza, and that Krove it takes place 9.5 hours into the day, 3:30 p.m. Uve Erev Pesach and Erev Pesach Nishchat B'Shevo Mechza. It shechted an hour earlier, 7.5 hours into the day. The korei b'shmoyne mechtzan is brought 8.5 hours into the day. However, chaliyah is b'shabbos. If erev pesach falls out on Shabbos, so the din is kechal liyos b'sheni b'shabbos. Then it's like a regular Monday. If it's chaliyah is b'shabbos, if erev pesach is on a Shabbos, then we look at it like a regular Monday and a regular weekday, regular day of the week. It's shechted an hour earlier of Pesach. It's shechted 7.5 hours into the day. Rashi right away says, when we picked Sheni B'Shabbos, we just picked one day of the week. So the Rashi B'Sheni B'Shabbos Chabni Moisachol Nokat. That's one Pshat. V'yiz Damri Yoyim Kamed the Shabbat the Chozi La'Beis Nokat. It's the first possible day that can be on the 14th of Nisan. V'chad B'Shabbat LeChozi Sunday is never possible because La'Beis Loi Badu Pesach La'Adu Rosh La'Badu Pesach. So it doesn't come out that Sheni is Tezvov. The lab milsi shari al piariyo he mekachin. This is incorrect, but it's al piariyo, so there's no klolim when it comes to this cheshbin. But upon him, if it comes out on a regular weekday, then the din is, then it's a 7.5 hours into the day. So steht on this braisa that chal liyos b'shabbos. If Erev Pesach is on a Shabbos, then it's chal liyos b'sheni b'shabbos. Then it's like a regular Monday, a regular day of the week with 7 hours into the 7.5 hours into the day. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer kesiduroi b'erev Pesach. It's like it's done on Erev Pesach. Now the Gemara explains right now that according to Abaya, Bishlam according to Abaya, we understand this, but not according to Rava. Why? Bishlam and Abaya Nicha, because Abaya learns in Rabbi Shmuel that Shchitas Tomid on Erev Pesach Shchalos B'Shabbos is 7.5 hours into the day. That's what he learned the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel is like the Mishnah. So Mela, that's what we're saying over here, that Chalios B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, it's like Chalios B'Sheni B'Shabbos, which is 7.5 hours into the day. Ela L'Rova, that says that according to Rabbi Shmuel, Shchitas Tomid on Erev Pesach Chalios B'Shabbos is 8.5 hours into the day, and we don't make it at all earlier because Chashinon, we're worried about Chimum, the Mechamim Bischa, that it might spoil. So Kasha over here in the Braisa clearly says that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Shchita of Shabbos on Erev Pesach is like Erev Pesach in the weekday, which is 7.5 hours into the day. So we see clearly Rabbi Shmuel, not like Rava. And that Gemara says, Omalach Rava, Loitema, don't learn up that if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, it's Kechal B'Sheni B'Shabbos, like a regular Monday. No. Ela Ema, Kesheni B'Shabbos Da Alma, not Sheni B'Shabbos of Erev Pesach. But Sheni B'Shabbos Da'alma, on a regular Sheni B'Shabbos, when is Tomat Shabbos Abayim brought? 8.5 hours into the day. So Mela Itaka coincides. Chaliyos B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so then it's like Kechal B'Sheni B'Shabbos Da'alma, which is 8.5 hours into the day, and that's how Rav Itaka learns Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel would coincide with this braisa. Zok D'Gemara Noch HaKasha, Meisvei, from the following braisa, we're going to ask on Abaye now. Meisvei, Frek D'Gemara, Chaliyos B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so when is the Tomet Shabbos Abayim Shechted? Kesidroi Kol Hashana Kula. The way it's Shechted the whole year. The whole year, it's a regular time, is 8.5 hours into the day to give Zman for the Dom and the Dovus. Div Rabbi Shmuel. So we see clearly in Rabbi Shmuel, it's like Rava said, meaning 8.5 hours into the day. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Rabbi Kiva says, Kesidroi Be'erev Pesach, meaning it's like a regular Erev Pesach in the weekday, which is 7.5 hours into the day. So this is mamish like Rava, not like Abaya. Zok D'mor Bishlam El Rava Nicha, this is mamish Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, the way Rava explained. Because Rava explained that according to Rabbi Shmuel, Zman Shchitas HaTomid is 8.5 hours into the day, And according to Rabbi Kiva, it's 7.5 hours into the day. Meaning Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos, according to Rava, Rabbi Shmuel Shita is that it's 8.5 hours into the day, and according to Rabbi Kiva, it's 7.5 hours into the day. So that's mamash what it says in this braisa. Chal liyos b'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach falls on the Shabbos, kesidra koyim es hashana kula, which is 8.5 hours into the day, dir Rabbi Shmuel, that's a Rava learned Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva, ayim kesidra b'Erev Pesach, which is a regular Erev Pesach on a weekday, which is 7.5 hours into the day. Bishlem el Rava Nicha, that's mamash Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. El al Abaya, that says according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's 7.5 hours into the day when it falls on the Shabbos. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it's 6.5 hours into the day. So Kasha, because this braisa clearly says that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's 8.5 hours into the day. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it's 7.5, which is like Rava says, not like Abaya says. Enter the Gemara, Omel Chabaya, Loitema. Don't say the Pshat in Rabbi Shmuel is that Kesidroi Kolashona, meaning if Erev Pesach Chalos B'Shabbos, it's like Kesidra Kol Hashana, which means like the whole year, which is 8.5 hours into the day. Ela Ema Kesidra Kol Hashanim Kulon, meaning the Erev Pesach of the regular year, Erev Pesach during the year, it's 7.5 hours into the day. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, and that's exactly what Abaye wanted to answer. But Rabbi Kiva Omer Kesidra Erev HaPesach, meaning Shechalos Erev Shabbos. Erev Pesach Shechalos Be'erev Shabbos, which is 6.5 hours into the day. And that's how it coincides with Abaya. That according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's 7.5 hours in the day. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's 6.5 hours in the day. And that's how you have to learn this braisa. Not Kesidroi of Kol Hashana, which is 8.5 hours into the day. But rather, Kesidroi Kol Hashanim Kulin, meaning a regular Erev Pesach is 7.5 hours into the day. And then Taka, Rabbi Shmuel coincides with Abaya, and Rabbi Kiva says, Kesidroi Erev Pesach, Shechalis Be'ev Shabbos, which is 6.5 hours into the day. So Mela, Abaya coincides with this braisa too. Zok di Gemara Tonu Rabbonon. Minayin Shleyedova Koidem Le Tomet Shel Shachar. Now, the crux of the Etzem Sugya. How do we know that the Tomet Shel Shachar is the first thing that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash? Minai in Shleya Dova Koidem the Tomet Shel Shachar, Talmud Loimar, it says in the Pasuk, V'orach Oleha Oilo. At the beginning of this Pasuk is, V'eish Ala Mizbeach Tukad Loisich Be Uviya Oleha Koin Eitzim Baboiker Baboiker. That's setting up the Marocha of the Eitzim. The first thing in the morning, he sets up the marocha of the eitzim. And on that, on those eitzim, he places the oilo. Now, this pasuk is saying, on that the Gemara says, the first thing that's done after the seed of the marocha of the eitzim, what's the first thing that's done? What do we see in this pasuk? Meaning, the oiler is the first thing on there. The first thing, Tomet Shel Shachar, is the oiler that's the first thing on the Mizbeach. Now, it doesn't say Tomet Shel Shachar in the pasuk. It says oiler. So the truth is, the Biskurov, it was already medayik in the Rambam, the famous Biskurov. He says that there's no such thing as a carbon tomid. The Rambam in the Hakdama to say the Kochim in the Pirush Mishnayis, he says that there are four types of karbonos. There's a chatos, there's an oiler, there's an osham, there's a shlomim. So there's no such thing as a carbon tomid. There's an oiler. So a mele, the carbon tomid is an oiler. Ha oiler, oiler yishoina. The first thing that goes on the marocha is the oiler, is oiler yishoina. What's the oiler? The oiler is the tomid the shel shachar. The tomid was a carbon oiler. There's no thing as a carbon tomid. There's a carbon oiler. There's dalad carbonis ain. Chatas oiler osham shlomim. What's the first? Ha oiler, the tomid shel shachar. Now Rashi says minayish le'edover niktar b'marocha. That what should be the first thing that's nikta on the marocha mishenerach shachis from when it's nerach shachis when the coin was biolei a coin eitzim aboyka coin from the tomet shel shachar there shouldn't be anything before that tameloim avaorach aleo basar ubiolei a coin ksiv to see the marocha. So the mashmoyis in Rashi is that it's a din in the marocha. It's not just din in the tomet. It's a din in the marocha. Minayin shle edova nikta b'marocha mishenecha shachis koim l'tomet shel shachar tamalim v'orcha leo basa ubi oleo. It's a din in the marocha that the first thing that is placed is the oilo. In the marocha, it's a vekeshtelt that lo yedova nikta b'marocha mishenecha shachis. That in the marocha itself, the first thing that goes after that, the marocha that's set up is the oilo of the tomet shel shachar. Now there's another diak to be made. The Gemara says, "Minayish le'e dover koydim le'tomet shel shachar." It don't say "Minayish le'e korban koydim le'tomet shel shachar." It says "dover." What's the pshat in "dover"? "Dover." So someone bringing a raya, this is a raya to the pirush of the Mefarish in the second parak of Tomet says that even the evorim updorim, the evorim from the previous night are forbidden to be continue to be makted them at the time of the Tomet shel shachar, meaning anything cannot be taking place. Not just minayin shalei a korban tomet shel shachar. Minayin shalei a dover korban tomet shel shachar. Even the evorim updorim from the previous night are not allowed to be continued to be makted them at the time of the tomet shel shachar. That's pshat in the lashon dover. Even not a korban, even a dover like that. Meaning even the haktorah of the day before cannot continue during this man of the tomet shel shachar. Then the Gemara continues. Another memra. And how do we know that nothing can be brought after the Tomet Shebein Arbayim? Talmud Loimar, V'hikter Oleo Chelvi Ashlomim. The end of the pasuk is, it starts of Oech Oleo Ha'oilo, meaning after Ubi Ola Koin Eitzim Baboike Baboike, it says V'Oech Oleo Ha'oilo, we said that the first thing is the Oilo Rishoina, which is Tomet Shel Shachar. V'hikter Oleo Chelvi Ashlomim. So what do we dash from the pasuk? V'hikter Oleo Chelvi Ashlomim, the end of this pasuk. Zokmo Mai Talmuda, Omer Abaye, Oleo Shlomim, V'Oleo Chavert Ashlomim. That means Oleo. On the Tomet Shel Shachar, you bring the Korban Shlomim. You bring the Nedarim and the Dovers. And not a Chaverto. I'm not on the Tomet Shel Ben Abayim. So ultimately, it can only be brought after the Tomet Shel Shachar, all the Nedarim and the Dovers and the Shlomims. And not after the Tomet Shel Ben Abayim. Meaning, Oleho Shlomim. Voleha Chaverto Shlomim. And not on the Tomet Shel Ben Abayim. Fragt die Gemara, it seemingly would imply that only Shlomim cannot be brought after Tomet Shel Bein Abayim. But other Korbanos like Oilus, yes. Maskel Rava, Eima Shlomim would learn Nakiv. It says Shlomim. Ha Oilus Nakiv. Elam Rava Nutach Shlomim. Shlomim is a Lashon of Hashlem, to complete, to finish. Lashon Hashlomah. Elam Rava Hashlomim. It says, Vihikti Olechel Vihashlomim. What does Hashlomim mean? Elam Rava Hashlomim. Oleo hashlim kol hakorbanos kulon. Oleo meaning on the tomet shel shachar be mashlim all the korbanos, all the korbanos, all the nedarim, nedavos, all the oilos, all the shlomim have to be brought after the tomet shel shachar. Oleo hashlim on it, and not after the tomet shel bein abayim. The only exception, like we said, is the korban pesach. Pesach is brought after the tomet shel bein abayim. But all other korbanos is oleo hashlim kol hakorbanos. You're mashlim then on the tomet shel shachar, and not after the tomet shel bein abayim. So there's a few dukim in this Gemara. First of all, the Gemara attempted to say, "Uminayin shein dover korvach atomet shebein abayim." The Gemara wanted to say, "Tamid loymar vihiktir olechel v'yashlomim." So the lashon of vihiktir is mashma the isser is only in the haktorah. That means that there shouldn't be a haktorah after the tomet shebein abayim. Vihiktir olechel v'yashlomim. It's only after the tomet shel shachar the haktorah. But the hikter olechel v'yashlomim is oleo shlomim, v'loya chaverto, not the tomet shel bein abayim. It's mashma we're particular about the vihikter part. Vihikter olechel v'yashlomim, meaning that the haktorah cannot be done on tomet shel bein abayim, something else. Only on the tomet shel shachar. Is mashma only in the haktorah part. Is let's say a person shechts l'moshel l'chata sa'oif, which doesn't have haktorah, so maybe that would be able to done after the tomet shel bein abayim. That would be a mashmois that someone would be medayik from here. It's only in the haktorah. Vashen chatzoev doesn't have haktorah. Now, the achroinim, Reb Leib, in Chelik Aleph, Simen Yud Aleph, he's medayik from the Rambam in Tmid Nu Musafin that the Rambam says that really it's one issa. It's not pshat, there's two isurim over here. One is that there can't be anything before the Tomet Shel Shachar. And number two, meaning it has to be after the Tomet Shel Shachar. It can't be before. And number two, nothing can be after the Tomet Shel Bein Abayim. It's really one yisoid. It's one thing. The Rambam says that not to be makriv anything only after the Tomet Shel Shachar. Once there's a din that you can only be makriv after the Tomet Shel Shachar, Zokta Bleib, is memela it's also to be after the Tomet Shel Bein Abayim. Because if you do it after the Tomet Shel Bein Abayim, it's not after the Tomet Shel Shachar. Meaning, once there's an established din that you can only be makriv after the Tomet Shel Shachar, is memuchach that if you do it after Tomet Shel Bein Abayim, it's a problem. Even on a special drosha. Because if it's after Tomet Shel Bein Abayim, it's not after Tomet Shel Shachar. And the Hakrova can only be after Tomet Shel Shachar. So it's one dinzok the blab. It's meduktik in the Rambam like that. Not to be makriv anything after Tomet Shel Shachar only. And not any other time. Because if you do it another time, after Tomet Shel Bein Abayim, even without a drosha, it's already not after Tomet Shel Shachar. After Tomet Shel Shachar means after Tomet Shel Shachar. And not after Tomet Shel Bein Abayim, which is after that. It's only after Tomet Shel Shachar, which would already automatically exclude after Tomet Shel Bein Abayim. Because after Tomet Shel Bein Abayim is not after Tomet Shel Shachar. Now the Ramban in HaSogas says a little different. He says that the mitzvah gufa is one din to be makriv the korbanos between the two tmidin. It's one din to be makriv the older korbanos between the Tomet Shel Shachar and Tomet Shel Bein Abayim. So Mamela, that's the zman. You don't need two drushes for that. Another yisoid is from the Mishle Melech in Tmidin Musafin. He says in Perek Aleph, he says that before the Tomet Shel Shachar, be'etzim ilah reshecht, because shchita lav avoidehu. Only an avoideh is also to do before the Tomet Shel Shachar. So in Mela, if you want to shecht before the Tomet Shel Shachar, that's not a problem, as long as you're zoyrik and you're makter after the Tomet Shel Shachar. Masha'inkin, after the Tomet Shel Bein Abayim, you can't shecht. Because if you shecht, then ultimately you're going to have to do a zikin naktorah, and that can't be done, because those are avoideh. Those can't be done after the Tomet Shel Bein Abayim. Meaning he says that we're makbid on a ma'isa avoida. Shchita is lav avoidehi. So shchita can be theoretically be done before the Tomet Shel Shachar, as long as you do the zrika and the haktorah after the Tomet Shel Shachar. Mashenke shchita cannot be done after the Tomet Shel Bein Abayim, because if you shecht, then you have to be zorik and be makter, and that can be done. Those are avoidas that can be done after Tomet Shel Bein Abayim. All right, we'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omid, two lines from the bottom, Tonu Rabbonon, Tomid Koidim LePesach.